So I'll start with, I'll just read the other verses and then speak on what I was given on the purport on verse 9. So the other verses, I've got no purport, so I just read them and then do the invocation. Do the English. This is verse 7. King Indra appointed, accompanied by all kinds of demigods, joined the side of Braspati, and thus is a great fight, destroying both the demons and demigods for the sake of Tara, Braspati's wife. 8. When Lord Brahma was fully informed by Ingari about the entire incident, he severely chastised the moon god Soma. Thus Lord Brahma delivered Tara to her husband, who could then understand that she was pregnant. Okay. Now verse 9. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Braspati said, you foolish woman, your womb, which was meant for me to impregnate, has been impregnated by someone other than me. Immediately deliver your child. Immediately deliver it. Be assured that after the child is delivered, I shall not burn you to ashes. I know although you are unchaste, you wanted a son. Therefore, I shall not punish you. Tara was married to Braspati. Therefore, as a chaste woman, she should have been impregnated by him. But instead, she preferred to be impregnated by Soma, the moon god. And therefore, she was unchaste. Although Braspati accepted Tara from Brahma, when he saw that she was pregnant, he wanted her to deliver her a son immediately. Tara certainly very much feared her husband, and she thought she might be punished after giving birth. Thus Braspati assured her that he would not punish her, for although she was unchaste, she had become pregnant illicitly. She wanted a son. Om Gyanarandasya Ganasnakaya Tatsutumyena Tasmai Sri Gure Namaha. So, when I was told it was this verse, I was speaking the purport. So when I saw this, I was thinking, this purport, what to speak on here? So then, because it's about the moon, the sun god, Soma. And we all know that it's the next canto, is the tenth canto. So now we're coming to almost the climax of Krishna's appearance, but he appeared in this moon dynasty. So all these personalities that are mentioned in this coming up to the tenth canto, they're all glorious because they're all part of Krishna's, they appeared in the dynasty that Krishna appeared in. So then I thought, what can I, speak on? So then, what I normally do is I just offer a little request to Nityananda Prabhu, what to say. So then I looked at the purport, and then I thought, then these last four words at the bottom of the purport just came out at me, that she wanted a son. So then, immediately, I thought of Mother Yashoda, and how she also wanted a son and of course she got Krishna as her son. Of course, we know that Krishna promised that he would appear three times as a son, as a son was in her two previous appearances. She also got Krishna as her son. So then, now, to have a son, of course, is in the parental mellow. As we know, there are five primary mellows of Shanta, Dasya, Sakya, Vasalya, Madhurya. So there has to be some relationship between each of these primary mellows. There has to be some relationship. Otherwise, love cannot manifest. It's like I'm speaking through this microphone, but it's only one way. Do you think I can love this microphone? No, because it's only one way. So between mother and son, there's always some reciprocation. Between lover and beloved, there's some reciprocation. Between friends, there's always some reciprocation. Between Dasya, servant, there's always some reciprocation. And in Santa Ras, which is more appreciation, there's always some reciprocation. So there has to be some relationship so we can go forward. So we have to, but now, so the question is, how do we develop this relationship with Krishna in one of these mellows? So generally, the process is, generally is, we have to go through a spiritual master and be initiated by that spiritual master, as we heard last night from that wonderful class by Sankarshan Prabhu. We were initiated and then surrender and then obey the instructions of the spiritual master. So generally, we have to, because at initiation, the spiritual master is given sambandha. Sambandha means relationship. So, it says in Jiva Dharma that sambandha, abhideya, and prayojana, the three principal tattvas, if we do not understand them, we will not understand the actual philosophy of Krishna consciousness. So sambandha as relationship. So this is given at the time of initiation. Now, there are some people who say that you don't have just by reading the books, I'm initiated. Just reading Prabhupada, I've heard this myself. I've read Prabhupada books, now I'm initiated by him. But this is not, of course, this is bogus, of course. If one says that, if someone reads saying that, if someone reads the books of Sanatana Goswami or Bhagavad Thakur, that means that I'm initiated by Bhagavad Thakur, I'm initiated by Sanatana Goswami? No. We have to understand the relationship through a bona fide living spiritual master. And the general principle here, now this is the question is generally, how does one find a bona fide spiritual master? For some, sometimes we think it's a big problem to find a bona fide spiritual master. But in Sense Science of Self-Realization, Chapter 7, Exploring the Spiritual Frontier, there's a little excerpt in this book, very nice book I've got on it. It says, it's a conversation between a Mr. O'Grady and Srila Prabhupada. Mr. O'Grady, speaking now, the problem is to find this spiritual master. Srila Prabhupada, that is not the problem. The problem is whether you are sincere. You have problems, but God is within your heart. Ishvara Sarvabhutanam. God is not far away. If you're sincere, God sends you a spiritual master. Therefore, God is also called Chetaguru, the spiritual master within the heart. God helps from within and from without. Everything is thus described in the Bhagavad Gita. This material body is like a machine, but within the heart is the soul, and with the soul is the super soul, Krishna, who gives directions. The Lord says, you want to do this? Now, here is the chance. Go and do it. If you are sincere, you say, now God, I want you. Then he will give you directions. Yes, now you come and get me like this. This is his kindness. However, if you want something else, that's all right. You can have it. God is very kind. When I want something, He is in my heart directing me and telling me how to have it. So, why should he not give directions on how to have a spiritual master? First of all, we must again be eager to revive our God consciousness. Then God will give us our spiritual master. And then to carry on from that, this is from Bhagavad Thakur. This is from one of his books called Follow the Mahajan, from Sri Bhakti Loka. It's the six qualities that enhance Bhakti. So this excerpt is us after finding a spiritual master, how generally we should follow and not change, as I mentioned earlier, how some people are saying. After finding a qualified guru, a faithful disciple should serve him with firm conviction and without duplicity. One should accept initiation and Krishna mantra after pleasing the Guru. Those who are adverse to taking initiation and only make a drama of pseudo-kirtan, while advertising themselves as Vaishnavas, certainly cheat themselves. It is not the duty of materialistic persons to renounce the process of initiation because of a few great souls like Jad Bharat did not take initiation. Initiation is a constitutional injunction for every birth of the living entity. If initiation is not seen in the life of a perfected soul, it should be not taken as an example. General rules are not changed because sometimes it happens to a particular person in a special situation. Sri Dhruva Maharaj went to Dhruva Loka in his material body, seeing that should one waste his time hoping for the same? The general rule is that living entity gives up this material body and goes to Vaikuntha in his spiritual body. General rules should be accepted by people in general, whenever and whatever is desired by the Lord. Who is full of conceivable potencies and only that only happens. Therefore, one should never transgress the general rules. After pleasing the Guru by serving him without duplicity, one should receive from him instructions on the absolute truth and initiation into the chanting Holy Name. So, after initiation, the spiritual master, he initiates you into the parampara, and as we heard last night, and then that goes all the way up to Krishna. So, of course, we know these Diksha Gurus and Shiksha Gurus. And so there's a nice verse. So, of course, the Shiksha Guru is also a very important person. It says in Adi Leela 1:47, Shiksha Guru ke te jani Krishnaya Sarupa Antajami Bhakta Sreha He Duya Rupa. One should know the instructing spiritual master to be the personality of Krishna. Sri Krishna manifests himself as the super soul and as the greatest devotee of the Lord. So the Shiksha Guru and Diksha Guru are there. And so therefore, if the Diksha Guru falls down or is rejected due to some philosophical deviation, just like Bhagavan Thakur, he rejected Vipamihari Goswami. And he took Shiksha from Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj. And so it is, and so it's there, so that's there. The spiritual master should be. Now, once that spiritual master at the initiation gives you the mantra, now the mantra we've given, now some, of course, is the Krishna mantra or Maha mantra. Now, I've also said, now, I was thinking last night, how important initiation is, because that Lord Caitanya, Krishna himself, as Lord Caitanya and Krishna in Vrindavan, both he took initiation. We know that Krishna, he took initiation, and Lord Caitanya, he took initiation from Ishvara Puri. But so I was thinking, now Lord Caitanya, he shows by example. Now why did Lord Caitanya take initiation, even though he's the Supreme Personality Godhead, and he knows that he is the manifestation of the Maha Mantra, descended in physical form. So he's showing by example that we could be chanting the mantra without the bona fide spiritual master, or there are groups who outside who are chanting the Maha Mantra, but because they're not, haven't got no contact with a bona fide spiritual master, they don't have the potency. Because after Lord Caitanya's Sangtam movement started only after Lord Caitanya got initiated, not before. Before he got initiated, Lord Caitanya, as Nimai Pandit, was a school teacher, his own ashram. Then he went to Gaya, got initiated from Ishvara Puri. Then the Sangtam movement started off. And then Lord Nityananda joined Lord Caitanya in Navadvip afterwards. Lord Nityananda, when Lord Caitanya established the Sangha movement, then Nityananda came, not before. So this showed me that if Lord Caitanya, who's God, can do this, some people, so he's not complete. Do you think God falls short? No, God is complete. Krishna is Purna, he's complete. But he's showing by example, personal example, he's showing what the process is. And for us to be self-realized, self-realization, generally we know who we are. Of course, we know we're eternal servants of Krishna. But as servants of Krishna, we got a specific service. Just like an example is, say, in Buckingham Palace, or any rich big house like that, there's a butler, there's cooks, there's chambermaids, cleaners, people who look after the horses, who look after the carriages. No, they know that they're the servant of the Majesty of the Queen, they know. But they also know their particular service they're doing. And they know, and they do that service to the best of their ability. The cook doesn't become the groom in the stable, or the butler doesn't become the cook. No, the cook is the cook. She cooks. The butler does the butler's service. So this is what the spiritual master reveals at the time of initiation. He establishes that relationship, and that, according to one's adhikar, one's qualification, it might be sooner or later, will be revealed to that individual. Now, in Jiva Dharma, again, another example is when Sannyasi Thakur is taking shelter of Prem Das Babaji Maharaj in Goldruma Dweep. And he's serving Prem Das Babaji Maharaj very much. Then after a few days, they're doing their japa, and suddenly Prem Das Babaji says, "Oi! There's a monkey disturbing Radha Krishna's sleep in their kunj on the bank of the river Jamuna. You, chase that monkey away." So then, Sannyasi Thakur realized that Prem Das Babaji is actually revealing that he's a Manjari, and his service is to keep animals from disturbing Radha and Krishna in their pastimes or sleep in their kunja. So it's revealed like that. And of course, this is the mercy of the spiritual master. It's up to when the spiritual master feels if and when you're qualified for it to be revealed, of course. Now, then, where is it? Yeah. This is also another aspect of initiation, is I'll read a couple here. This is a test called this is from a lecture from Shambhagmatam 325-15 in Bombay, 15th of November 1974. It's a small section here. This is to actually be engaged in the service, to be officially initiated, and having taken up the service of the Lord, is at the stage called Bhajana Kriya. Bhajana Kriya results in Nata-Naviti. Nata-Naviti stage, all anatas of all rascal habits, illicit sex, intoxication, meat-eating, and gambling, will be no more. That is the test whether you're actually initiated. If you do not detest all these nonsense habits, then you must know that you are not making any progress. Because anatta-naviti is the result of bhajana kriya. Anatta-naviti sarat. If you are actually making advancement in bhajana kriya, then these all attachments will be finished. Param jasvavranya vishvate. But it is not by force, but by appreciating the better condition of life, one rejects all this nonsense. That is advancement. Then nishta, firm faith, develops. Then comes ruchi, taste. You cannot do without it. Just like a drunkard, you cannot remain without drinking. Similarly, a devotee is also a drunkard. He cannot remain without Krishna consciousness. That is called ruchi, taste. Tato ruchi tadadrishtasya shakti. Then comes detachment to Krishna. That is required. So, and then there's an article by Bhaktisiddhanta Swami Thakur, the attitude of the disciple. Of course, the disciple must follow the instructions of Guru explicitly. And like the other day, There was a Giriraj Maharaj had a private meeting with the senior management, and he was saying that Giriraj Maharaj was saying that he was asked a question about the about how to serve Srila Prabhupada. I think that's the question, and he said, Giriraj Maharaj, he said, we just wanted to please Srila Prabhupada by just doing what he wanted. If he said, do this, you did it. There's no argument. This is how we wanted to please Srila Prabhupada. Whatever service he asked us to do, we would do it. And Giriraj Maharaj gave the example that it must have been the building of the Juhu Beach. He was asked to work to work with somebody in the construction of the Juhu, which he didn't get on with. He couldn't get on with. But he did it to please Srila Prabhupada. And so the attitude of the disciple is that we should please the spiritual master. So this question here, the question here is, what is the mentality of a sincere disciple? The reply, Bhaktisiddhanta Swati Thakur replies, sincere disciples should be completely devoted to their guru. They should know that the spiritual master to be as good as God, and then the only object of their love and devotion. The spiritual master is my eternal master, and I am his eternal servant. This is how a disciple thinks. Service to the spiritual master is the disciple's life, ornament and means of survival. Disciples do not know anything except their spiritual master. They always think of their spiritual master while eating, sleeping, dreaming, and serving. They are fully convinced that the spiritual master is the fully independent personality of Godhead. A sincere disciple has the following mentality. If my spiritual master does not accept service from such an unqualified person as myself, I will always prepare to render unalloyed service at his feet with body, mind, and words. If he kicks me, I will think it is because of my incompetence. His kick will come because of my faults. He is always right. May temporary sense desires not distract me from his service, even for a moment. My only prayer that my spiritual master mercifully accepts my service. I pray never to fall into bad association or fall away from his lotus feet. My only solace is that my spiritual master is more merciful to unqualified persons like me, with a desire to achieve his causeless mercy. I will become greedier for his service. Now, when I first read this, I was thinking of how Prabhupada, when he gave the first initiations in New York, and how they went, because in New York, how he said, Krishna is the fully independent personality of Godhead. And then he says that how disciples should see that how the it is should be served as good as God. And then the disciples questioned Prabhupada. And then Prabhupada cleared it up. Now, also it says here, the spiritual master. Now, there are two types of Bhagavan. Now, Bhagavan is God. We know this in six opulences. This is clearly explained by the Acharyas. So, there's two types of Bhagavans. There's Sevaka Bhagavan and Seva Bhagavan. Sevaka Bhagavan means one who is to be served. And Seva Bhagavan is one who serves. So the spiritual master, a bona fide spiritual master, is the Seva Bhagavan. He's the one who serves the Bhagavan who's to be served. And whatever knowledge he's given, he knows Krishna. He knows Krishna. But he's up to the, but the knowledge he's given is given by Krishna himself. He passes on to that Seva Bhagavan. And of course, that spiritual master doesn't see himself as God. Just like the ambassador for the country is the. Now, like the American ambassador, he's the representative of the American president. Like this, he has the same powers as the American president, because that American embassy, the land that American embassy is on, that actually belongs to America. Just like in the Czech Republic, someone's telling me, the American embassy bought this land. They built this embassy, brand new embassy, and it's America, you know. They got National Guard outside, and so on, and like this. So then the spiritual master. He sees himself as a servant of Krishna. Now, of course, there's a past in the pastime when in New Vrindavan, when the original four sannyasis were expelled from ISKCON, Prabhupada personally expelled them because they were saying that Prabhupada was God. And Prabhupada, he chucked them out of ISKCON for some time, and then he brought them back later. So then the spiritual master, he should know his identity, in his own identity. And otherwise, how can the spiritual master and reveal the identity of that disciple to them? Then, of course, the spiritual master is known as two manifestations, let's say, that he's the external manifestation of Lord Nityananda and in the material world. But also, at the same time, he has a spiritual identity in the spiritual world. And the body of that spiritual master is not material. Even though it looks material, it says in the nectar of instruction, you look at the river Ganga, you see froth and other things on the surface. And you think, oh, what a dirty river. I can't take bath in that river. But if the Ganga's pure, even though it's got so much stuff floating on top. And then the spiritual master's body is like that. Even though it looks physical, it might be full of defects. You may have a wart there. some scar somewhere. But that body is perfect, it's spiritual. Because the pure devotee, when actually the pure devotee doesn't, when he leaves his body, he doesn't die. It's called, as Vrindavan Prabhu said every day, Ucha Mitu, that means, Itu means desire. And Mutu means death. So the pure devotee, he can desire to leave his own body whenever he likes. And he gave the example, Prabhu gave the example of Haridas Thakur, this Bhishma Dev, and of course this Srila Prabhupada. He left at his own will. His body was spiritual. So to go back to Godhead means one has to have a spiritual body. So the spiritual master never dies. He just transfers himself from the material world to the spiritual world in his spiritual body. So he never dies. So I'll stop there. Any questions or comments or any corrections?